كل سنة وانتم طيبين. We can't imagine the great Lent and the Holy Week almost done. This year was very fast. And before I start, I'd like to ask you some question and keep it in your mind. The first one is, would you be willing to give your life for Christ? Second question is, would you be willing to give your son or daughter to Christ? Maybe be a monk or nun. Would you be willing to give your home to Christ? Would you be willing to give your total annual income to Christ? Just 1 year. Would you be willing to give away your phone for 1 week for Christ? Just 1 week. If you are one of those who love the summaries, today is about two scenes, two events. Fragrance of love, and the smell of hatred. On Wednesday, our Lord spent the whole day in Bethany. And Jesus was at the house of someone called Simon the leper. And Simon the leper had leprosy, but now he is healed. And most probably our Lord Jesus Christ healed him, otherwise he cannot entertain guests because leprosy makes you isolated from people. And at this meal, that woman enters the house of Simon with alabaster flask containing very expensive perfume and poured it over the head of our Lord Jesus Christ. And before we continue to see the two scenes, the fragrance oil mentioned three times in the gospel. First one is in Luke 7. That happened in the early ministry of our Lord Jesus Christ. The sinful women came and they wept like his feet. That was in the beginning. Two events happened at the last like week of the life of our Lord Jesus Christ. In John 12, Mary, the sister of Lazarus, anointed his feet and wiped his feet with her like here, and that happened 6 days before the Passover. What happened today was 2 days before the Passover. We have a woman, the gospel didn't mention the name, and she poured the alabaster like flask on his head. Some scholars believe that it could be Mary, the sister of Lazarus, but the gospel didn't name that woman. And the alabaster flask, just like the biblical background, is a container made of marble stone that used to store expensive, fancy, beautiful perfume at that time. Mark said that perfume cost 300 denarii. And as you heard earlier, the 1 denarii is the weight of 1 day for average worker or soldier. So 300 denarii, if you remove the weekend, is like a full year annual income. But what is interesting, actually, according to the ancient culture, is every female or lady should have alabaster flask as an element for her future marriage. That's some essential piece of the marriage. So now you start to understand when that woman did that action, actually she sacrificed even her future marriage and sacrificed a very expensive, like perfume. It was a very very, very great act of love and sacrifice. In Jewish tradition, the king and the priest used to be anointed, but to start the service. This lady, this woman, did it for a different reason, as our Lord explained. But if you look deeply, this woman is really a symbol of the church. It represents the church who is coming to her Savior, and as a sign of appreciation, tell him that we love you. We know that you are going to the cross and we are putting on your head the most expensive thing we have as a sign of submission and love for you. So I like to get out of that story the contrast between the fragrance of love and the smell of hatred for 3 lessons, but you can get more than 3 lessons. The first one is Jesus is worthy for our love. This woman really did a major action and expressed a deep love in her heart. Nobody asked her to do this. And like her, when we give the Lord, we should give the Lord everything because He worthy for our love. We love Him because He loved us first. As John mentioned in chapter 13, having loved His own who were in the world, He loved them to the end. We love Him because He pays the price of our sin. We love Him because His mercy is always for us. He forgives us. He cares for us. Song of Songs summarizes that by saying, we love Him because He is altogether lovely. This is my beloved, and this is my friend, O daughter of Jerusalem. We love Him because we love Him. He is lovely. And that woman teaches us to give the Lord the best and all what we can and what we have. And the Lord will weigh our gifts and offerings not by its value, material value, but actually He weighs that by the love in what we give. So it is not the gift value, it is the giver love. This is what our Lord is looking for that. In contrast to this, the fragrance of love, we see Judas went to the priest and said, what are you willing to give me if I deliver him to you? And he sold the Lord by 30 pieces of silver. Yes, it is the price of slave, but nice observation is they didn't give Judas denarii. Nobody bought Jesus from his own money. They gave him 30 pieces of silver, which is the currency in the temple. So it was not the money of the high priest or the priest. It is really the money of the temple. But nobody gave the denarii from his pocket. And the question of Judas, what are you willing to give me if I deliver him to you? Sometimes, some is doing the same with the devil. What are you willing to give me to sell Jesus? Will you give me pleasure, fun, money, prestige, power, feeling of belonging if I sell him? And many are selling Jesus for ungodly relations. Cup of drink, impure party, unclean movies. Very cheap price for a good Lord. Very, very cheap price. So, first lesson, He is really worthy for our love. The second one, there is a cost of our discipleship. People criticized that woman when she broke the flask, and they didn't like what they did. They said, that money could be given to the poor. But she didn't care. She focused only on the Lord and continued to doing what she did, as if nobody else in the party except the Lord Jesus Christ. And fellowship of Christ has a price. And always there is a cost of His discipleship. There is a nice magazine called The Voice of Martyrs. You can subscribe free of charge. And every 2 weeks, they are sending lots of stories from Christians persecuted across the world. And when you read the story, you see how following Jesus cost some people, and they stood very firm. They threatened them with their life, position, children, and they said, no, I'm not going to deny my Lord because I love Him. And a good example for us, the 21 martyrs in Libya. And if you read the details of the story, ISIS took the 21 martyrs into the same location of execution several times, and every day in the morning they said, hey guys, we are going to kill you today. Took them, put them in the location. Their eyes are closed, they don't see anything. They leave them 30 minutes, 40 minutes, take them back to the prison. And they did that several times. It was to torment them psychologically. And at the end, when the moment came, nobody denied Christ. Because he knew there is a cost for the discipleship. And maybe being a martyr is a very high level for us, I know. But saying no sometimes for anything against our Christian value, or giving up bad habits, or saying no to drugs to give me some pleasure, or not accepting any distorted truth, that is the cost of the disciple we are paying. And it could be very simpler than this. It could be waking up early in the morning to spend time with him. That could be a cost of the cost of the discipleship. Once the woman broke the alabaster flask, critic started, but she continued. She continued because her eyes were fixed on the Lord only. Said, listen, is with Jesus, there is no waste. All is gain. The disciples, we assume was Judas, said, why was this fragrant oil wasted? But the Lord immediately answered by saying, assuredly I say to you, wherever this gospel is preached in the whole world, what this woman has done will also be told as a memorial to her. It is not waste when we offer the Lord anything. It is not waste when we offer our talents, our experience, our time, our money, and any other resources we have. It is not waste, it is gain. This is very hard these days, especially we are living in a very materialistic time, and everyone is calculating the gain in terms of dollars. What I will get if I do this? Or the famous question, what's in it for me? Sometimes it's not about you. Sometimes it's about him when you do this. Abba Antonius, from the earthy perspective, he lost. He lost his position, his youth. He may be living a very nice life. From the earthy perspective, he lost. But from the heavenly perspective, he gained, we gained, and the whole world gained by having someone like Abba Antonius. Sometimes I hear someone is running away from being a priest, from the priesthood. And the reason is because I'm well paid in my job. I can't sacrifice this. Actually, this is the wrong reason. The right reason if you run away because it's a huge responsibility. And God will ask the blood of every one of the congregation from you. But to run away because of money, I feel like I lose, that is not the reason. And every act we do for the Lord is really a gain, and the Lord will not forget it. You remember the Lord once said, whoever gives one of these little ones only a cup of cold water in the name of a disciple, assuredly I say to you, he shall by no means lose this reward. You know why he said a cold water? Because at that time in the winter, if you have a guest, customary, the water is very, very cold to make it a little bit warmer. So he does not get like any sore throat. So the Lord is saying, even if you don't do this and you get the cold water as it is, you will be rewarded. I will not forget anything you are doing for my name. The Lord is saying, even if you don't exert that effort, I will give you the reward. Every act we do for the Lord, big or small, is a gain, and he will not forget us. Let us fix our eyes on him, because he is worthy for our love, for being his disciple, and all the time looking only to him. And everything we do is a gain, not a loss, and glory be to God.